The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's time for the Big Foodies. BB Shay, Biggie, Matt, coming at you live from the Berkey Orthodontics Biggie's Kitchen Studio. Big Foodies, as always, presented by Berkey Orthodontics. That's an award that we won. And today... I feel like it's not talked about
winning. We don't focus on this enough.
The award-winning Big Foodies podcast.
The award-winning Big Foodies podcast. And today, chips rule everything around me. We're going to try the perfect snacking snack that you lay down on your couch and you dig your filthy hands through these and you don't stop until the case is empty. I'm talking about Pringles. And we got all of the quote-unquote original flavors today.
Yeah, this is Pringles part one.
So this is Pringles part one. We got a part two coming, where we're going to do the more wild, less harder to find stuff. So,
Can I make a motion
to?
Can he always introduce episodes?
He's really on fire.
He's so much better at it than we are.
Is he? It's either really good or really bad.
Than we are. I'll put it that way. We're more technically sound. He's more. Man, what is that talking about? Yeah. Oh, an award.
Yeah, we're that 300 hitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to get a hit a lot. You make the, 300 hitters can be Hall of Famers. But then sometimes you get those guys that swing and strike out a lot, but they hit a lot of dingers.
But they swing.
But they're entertaining. Yeah. They hit the dingers. That's what BB Shay is.
All right.
So we got the more classic stuff today. It's fine. It's fine. I appreciate it. So
I think we let you pick. You burned it.
Okay, fair enough. You know what? I'm very excited about this honey mustard flavor.
Okay. Let's try it.
I love it.
I didn't know Pringles.
Go back to the old guy, like
Mr. Pringle.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pringles.
He's still technically, I think, it's a little bit different look than the classic Mr. Pringle.
I love honey mustard. I didn't know Pringles did a honey mustard flavor.
I didn't know either. Yeah.
Oh. Smell of honey mustard?
Does it reek of mustard and honey? Why is it honey mustard, not mustard and honey?
Because that just sounds weird.
Doesn't it? It makes it sound disgusting.
Y'all want any mustard and honey? No.
It makes it sound gross. When you say honey mustard, you're like, okay, that sounds delish.
Baby girl, you're sweeter than mustard and honey. That's a solid chip.
That's a solid flavor.
I like that flavor.
That's really honey mustard.
I never think of a honey mustard chip. I was thinking of a honey mustard like dipping sauce.
No, but
which
I really
love
like
with
that.
A nugget.
I really like that.
Yeah. Would you dip this in honey mustard? What if it'd be good?
All right, Pringles starting off strong.
Yeah, I like it.
Matt, you want to pick one?
Sure. I'm a huge fan of the pizza Pringle.
Pizza Pringles.
Pizza Pringle.
And just so you know, some of these we bought in a big bulk buy pack, like for lunch boxes. So that's why we have the tiny containers.
We did it because sometimes when we have leftover food, we get to take it home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pizza
Pringle. When I was a kid, I loved these. I can't remember to save my life what they taste like. So this will be a new.
I love the pizza dust. The dusting of the pizza.
That is a rush of nostalgia. Holy cow.
Takes you back.
Yeah. I remember why I loved them so much, too.
It's from the same company, it has to be, that makes the pizza flavoring for the combo.
Has to be. Yes, that's exactly what the inside of the combo tastes like.
I want to bring something up. Because I've been wondering this. How you eat a Pringle. And I think all three of us eat a Pringle differently.
I just take a couple of them and pop them in.
BB Shay takes one, goes this way. I go sideways.
Do you?
That's like just not congruent. Like
congruent?
Yeah. You know, like how like stuff fits in perfectly, you know?
Oh, so you have to do it like in
that seems like it hurts.
You put it in like you're putting a dollar bill in a drink machine.
Yeah, because that's how it's supposed to go.
Is it?
Would you put a dollar bill in a pee drink machine sideways?
No, but that's because the drink machine won't allow it for other ways.
Yeah, I know. But just it, the way you do it looks like it hurts your mouth.
Does it?
Yeah. Like, why would you put all that pressure? Mm-hmm. Just slide it in there, man.
I don't know. I feel like that's the easier way to do it, is to
just put it in sideways.
I never put that much thought into it.
Biggs, take your Pringle, and then I want to see what happens when you eat a Pringle
cheddar.
Straight up cheddar Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
Cheddar.
See, this is what I do. I just take like two or three of them.
Now, the way I do it, you can't do more than one at a time.
I guess I put it like BB. I have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up.
See, but BB's one at a time. I've noticed this. One at a time. Yeah. And you go ridges up.
It doesn't matter. I'll go ridges down.
Now, Matt, let me see. Now I'm really into this.
Yeah. I was just curious because I've had people comment on the way I eat Pringles before. And so I was curious if anybody, either of you two did it.
Let me see. Okay, let me. Now I got to try it your way. It doesn't feel natural.
Feels weird.
Feels weird.
Like I got up my mouth that wide.
You still kind of did it the way you did it.
You turned it a little.
Yeah, you gotta turn the whole thing. Yeah. And then you push the middle as it goes in to break it in half. Wrong direction. That's fine.
He can't do it.
Yeah, it's fine.
His mind won't let him.
I'll try the next one just straight up.
Yeah. All right, BB, you pick. What do we think of cheddar? Classic cheddar flavor.
Classic cheddar. Yeah.
That's fine. What is this?
Ranch.
We'll do barbecue.
Okay.
I love a barbecue chip.
So let me comment on Pringles overall. I love a Pringle. I love the crunchiness and the consistency of a Pringle.
I agree. I think of a Pringle as a soft chip.
Yeah.
Like, and I like them. Always have. Always ate them growing up. But it's not a...
Do you want me to eat it normal? No, you watching me do it again?
I thought you were going to do it. I don't know. Do it that
way.
I'm not a big fan of this barbecue.
You're not? I am.
I think most people try to go crazy. Like, there's some kind of like Carolina-style barbecue, honey barbecue. This is just straight-up barbecue.
I like that. See, I like that barbecue.
That's how you eat it.
It lays flat on the tongue.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Hey, barbecue's pretty barbecue.
What time do they start towing outside?
You're good.
Okay, cool.
You're fine.
I've been thinking about that for like the last 30 minutes.
They tow where I live. They tow in my parking lot. But you're good.
Okay, cool.
I think the next classic flavor when I think other than the OG is the sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Sour cream and onion to me is a very classic just chip flavor. And it's weird. I would never in a million years think of, ooh, sour cream on onions. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a chip flavor, it's good.
Now, sour cream and onion, the salt and vinegar, all that crap, never been into it.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Besides original flavor chips, sour cream and onion is the one I probably remember first tasting as a kid. Mm. It's always based on what your parents buy, too, but...
Right.
And to be honest, I've never really been a big chip guy. I'm not a big snacker. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I can't like just... That's the cheddar and sour
cream. I'm going to save that. I want to do the OG.
OG.
Original.
And I think a Pringles original chip is just... Well, it's not even a chip. You know, people also argue it's not a chip. It's a potato crisp or whatever.
Whatever.
You know. But I always like the flavor, the original flavor.
Now I remember the Lay's. They created the Lay's Stacks not too long ago. Those were good.
Let me tell you.
I think they were better than the Pringles.
Our friend Weather Dave loves Lay's Stacks. He will argue all day that a Lay's Stack is better than a Pringle.
Better.
Lay's Stacks were great.
He says it's a better quality. It holds up better. Loves them.
I do think they're crunchier than a Pringle.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what I mean. A Pringle is a soft chip. There, it just is.
There's just something about when you're first to market with the concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pringle's always going to have that brand loyalty.
All right, BB, you're up. I know what you won't choose.
Yeah. I'm kind of at a loss here. Let's do cheddar and sour cream.
Okay.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds the least disgusting of the last three.
And I love the last three.
Cheddar and sour cream is my favorite chip, is the cheddar and sour cream ruffles with Ritter's.
To me, you're chasing, everyone's just chasing ruffles, and I think you should just stop. Every time, it's never as good as a ruffle.
So ruffles, have they, like, they've got that one down to a science?
Yeah. That's not even close.
No.
To the ruffle.
Beat it.
No, get out of here.
I feel like everybody has to have that flavor, though, because ruffles. Yeah.
All right, let's go with ranch next. While I open this,
torture BB.
I feel like chips would be a good little sprinkle on top of some ice cream. Get a little saltiness on top of your ice cream.
Salty and sweet?
Let me tell you, growing up, I would serve chips and ice cream at my grandparents'. Mm. So, and I wish it had been Berry Patch ice cream.
Yes.
It
wasn't. Get a Pringle and some Berry Patch ice cream.
Delicious.
Right there. I mean, people dip their fries in their Frosty from Wendy's.
Yeah.
Dip your chips in your ice cream from the Berry
Patch. I like it.
It's good standalone. Fresh produce, fresh ingredients. Only the best at the Berry Patch, the world's largest strawberry. Check them out in Ellerby, right off of 220. Worldslargeststrawberry.com.
BB, I know you're not a fan, but there you are.
Appreciate it.
That tastes more sour cream and onion to me than ranch.
Hmm. Definitely tastes like ranch to me.
You got ranch?
But I'm not a fan of that ranch.
Interesting.
Now, I love a salt and vinegar chip.
My favorite flavor chip.
Love it. I don't know if I've ever had a Pringle salt and vinegar, though.
I have. They're good.
Oh, my gosh. What
the heck?
Oh my. Tragedy! And they're all broken.
Devastation.
My God, you did this. You did this.
How dare you?
You tried to do this on purpose, you demon.
I was like, maybe they won't eat me.
You talk about not liking the snacking of a chip. There's nothing better to me than to watch it. Come on now. Than to watch a game with just a bag of chips.
It's not appealing to me.
Mm. that registered pretty good on the audio level there.
It's not bad. It needs more vinegar.
Yeah, it's plenty salty. Not enough vinegar.
It needs more vinegar.
Because I like when I'm eating salt and vinegar chips. This is really weird. When I'm eating salt and vinegar chips, I like for the roof of my mouth to be scorched.
You're right. I mean, it comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if you had to pick, give me your top three.
Mm-hmm. My top three, my favorite Pringle is the Pizza Pringle. After that, I'm going to go with the OG, the original. And then probably Honey Mustard was shockingly good, but I'm still just, because it's a salt and vinegar, I'm going to go salt and vinegar. So pizza, OG, salt and vinegar.
Mine would be original, pizza for the nostalgia. And I really enjoyed this Honey Mustard.
Yeah, the Honey Mustard would be my favorite.
Shockingly good.
Yeah, this would be my favorite. Then I'd go cheddar, and then pizza.
Pizza has brought back some memories. Yeah. I enjoyed
that. The barbecue was not barbecue-y enough. I feel like it had potential. It just didn't reach it.
It wasn't bad to me, though. It just was, yeah. So, well, stay tuned, because next week, part two of the Pringle episode.
That's right.
We might have different shirts on.
Probably not. I'm going to go out on a limb and say at least two of us will.
I know someone that won't. Yeah. Anyways, that's all for us. Thank you to Dr. Burpee, as always. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all podcasting platforms, YouTube. We're out there. Go find us. We're the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you next week.